Well, the announcement has concerned some Iranians who are worried that the plan will trigger an inflation spike, making life difficult for ordinary people. However, the government has assured Iranians they will do everything it can to stabilize the markets. Press TV's Amir Mehdi Kazemi tells us more.
The government is completely ready to create economic revolution in the country by accomplishment of the economic reform plan. In this stage, we don't want to release prices. Rather, we are going to regulate and reform them.
Iranians woke up to experience a more efficient lifestyle as the first day of Iran's subsidy reform plan kicked off. The aim, according to the government, is to develop and restructure Iran's economy.
It's an excellent idea because in economics we always look for economic efficiency in consumption, in production, and also we look for economic equity, economic justice. If this plan is being implemented correctly, then it is more likely that we achieve these two goals.
On the first day, subsidies have been partially cut off from commodities such as gasoline, natural gas, and also bread and tap water. Public transportation is already being banned from adding to ticket prices, and the government has set strict measures for those adding to the price of goods and services without a legal permit. Now each Iranian will be able to draw the $80 handed out by the government aimed at compensating the first 2 months of the price hike.
I am a taxi driver. Yesterday, a full tank of natural gas cost me 400 tomans. But today, it is 3,400. I have to refill twice a day. How can I not raise the fare?
I think the compensation is only going to be enough to pay a part of our utility bills. But what about our other costs? How are we going to pay for them if prices go up?
Analysts are not worried about the plan itself. Some of them believe that the cash handout will add more liquidity, resulting to higher inflation in the market.
It would be necessary to cut the subsidies which are given to the first decile and the second decile or maybe the third decile of the top income distribution pattern of the Iranian society and transfer those subsidies, those monies, to the lower ones, that the amount of the subsidy that they receive might not cover their expenses as a result of the increasing prices.
The Iranian government considers the plan inevitable, calling it the greatest economic surgery in Iran's history.
For more than two decades, different governments in Iran have tried to implement what was known as an economic reform plan, aimed at directing the subsidies towards developing the country. Now the government of President Ahmadinejad has decided to put the plan into operation. Despite concerns by the people over rise in prices, the government has vowed to keep everything under control. It remains to be seen how much will the administration be able to create a balance between the people's income and the price jump in the market. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.